Hi there, Rich.
Hello.
Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. Hi, I'm the regional pricing director here. Doug wanted me to get on the line. He's actually requesting that I apply, looks like a couple of different discounts here for your company. Wants me to get you the details and, of course, answer any questions that you might have. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Yeah, it's going.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've got your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with the different places that a business can appear on the first page, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. Yep. So a 100-mile service area means that we would do both local search engine optimization so that you show up in that local pack or the map that pops up right near the top of the page. We would also do paid Google ads to get you up and running very quickly throughout your entire 100-mile service area. Now, everything that we do is a flat monthly rate. You don't pay for the lead, the click, the call, or the job. The best part about it is we get your phone ringing. There's no middleman. There's no third party. It's not something that you have to, you know, stay on top of, chase down a bunch of leads, and get charged for every one of them. With us, we promote a website, whether it's the one that you've got or got in the works, or a website that we'll create for you, and we'll promote that website on almost 70 different destinations and directories, everything that Google and Bing index and ultimately use to determine what businesses they display on that first page. For example, we'll make sure that you have a fully optimized Facebook page for your company, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. You'll actually, like I said, have dozens and dozens of directories known to the public and unknown, but all of them equally important to Google and Bing, and of course your website would be attached to the paid ads as well. Now, you've got someone doing a website for you, but the website, is it the one that that Doug listed here, rmjservicesWilmington.com?
Yeah, and that's the one that is,
that they're working
the one that's,
on.
That they're working on right now. We've only been with them for probably like a month. I'm still trying to look up my email to find out who they are.
Oh yeah,
It was somebody that was like a Fortune 500 company. If I remember, but that's what they were basically selling me was.
Gotcha.
Was that that would get us into all those different things that gets us ranked in Google.
Right. Do you know how much you're spending per month with them?
I'd have to ask my partner, but I believe it's right around $700
a month. Wow.
Yes.
Wow. And you've been with them for a little bit here, and you're not sure the name of the company yet. So, you know, our job, and we're a Google Premier partner. So, oh my goodness. Yeah. I almost guessed when you said it was $700 a month. I thought, wow, you know, the Town Square is the most expensive one out there, really. And to be honest with you, they don't provide, well, typically they don't create nearly as much content as we would create. It's good for, let's say a small town or a small service area, but they're not going to do Google paid ads either. You know, we'll do the paid Google ads, which I would say for 100 miles. I mean, a local campaign like they're doing would be good for about 30 miles. And if you're really wanting to be found throughout a much larger service area, the Google ads are really going to be the only way to get there. The local pack or the local map, it's best known, is it's really for a local business. Google tries to put businesses in the local map that are fairly close to the person doing that search, even though you're willing to travel out to that person. You know, like I said, without any Google ads attached, you'd be looking at about a 30-mile radius. With the Google ads, though, we get those up and running, and usually within about 7 to 10 business days or less, we've got the Google ads up and running throughout your entire service area. Google will track those clicks, and if it's 50 miles away, 80, 100 miles away, when Google sees that you are, in fact, relevant for those same types of searches as people click on your paid ads, your placement in the local map will start to expand outward towards where those clicks happen. happened. And we would also run the paid ads, of course, in that same 30-mile radius where you're already popping up on that first page in the local map, get your phone ringing a lot more from people who see you on that first page twice, you know, closer to home as well. Now, what I was going to do for you, I mean, you're in your second month, so normally the cost of the service is $5.99 a month. That's without a discount. Yeah. But for our younger companies, especially companies that are less than 3 months old, I would actually apply a 50% discount off of the $5.99. Now, it would be a promotional rate for a younger company. It's more of an assistance program, really, just to make it more affordable. Mm-hmm. It's not an introductory rate, so it would never go up on you. With a 50% discount, in this case, it would drop the $5.99 down to $2.99. So it would be a flat rate of $2.99 a month with Google Ads included. And if necessary, we would do a website. So Townsquare, and they do great websites. Don't get me wrong. They do wonderful websites, very detailed, very consumer-driven. But if it's not on that first page, it's the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road. And if it's not showing up beyond a 20 or 30-mile radius, it's not reaching the people that you want to be found for, the people you want to find you and call you. So is it a month-to-month service with Townsquare? I think it is, right? They're not locking you under contract?
Yeah, that's good.
And then, of course, like I said, with us, it's that flat rate. It is a promotional rate for younger companies, but it's not an introductory rate, so it would never go up on you. It's also an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges. There's no lead fees either because, of course, our job is to get your phone ringing. There's no middleman at all. You know, you're not chasing down a bunch of phone calls or dealing with people who are expecting a bunch of bids. You're just going to simply get found for your services and have people pick up the phone to call you. Are you doing both residential and commercial work?
We are.
But mostly residential?
Yeah, mostly residential, and that's what we're really going to start trying to push.
Focus on?
I think we're really going to start trying to push, like, here's some ideas that I had that actually worked for me when I was in another company.
Right.
And concentrate in the area for my
team.
And, we might even pull like a billboard campaign out where we blanket the area.
Sure. Well, you know, there are a lot of kind of old school methods of advertising, you know, business cards, flyers, billboards, ads in the newspaper, things like that. They do still work, but for the most part, when someone needs to find someone to hire or a place to go or something like that, I mean, we Google it, right? It's what we say and it's what we do and it's where most people go when they don't know who to call. It's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. And when you're on that first page, you're going to get phone calls, you know. It's kind of that old football adage. On any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. And I'm not saying that you're the worst. In fact, you could very well be the best. But until you're on that playing field, which pretty much is the first page and only the first page of Google, it's hard to win. Most consumers don't go past the first page. But once we put you on there, you know, the guys that are on that first page, they're not there because they've been doing it longer or have a bigger company or do a better job. They're just on that first page because they have more content online that Google and Bing look for. We would, of course, create that content for you. Now, since our service is a month-to-month service and that flat rate, and, of course, with the reduced rate, that 50% discount dropping your rate down to just $2.99, I'm sure that's something that you would want for your business, right?
Yeah. I mean, the other things that I would definitely want would probably be website help, because I'm assuming that if I cancel with the other ones, they'll probably stop working on the website.
Plus, I
really like my domain name in any way, because it's rnjservices.wilmington.com, which is a Delaware name,
Delaware City,
which is kind of opposite of where I'm trying to go.
Got it. Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm not sure why they did that, but I mean, obviously, if it's not a domain that you're in love with, you would happily be like, yeah, whatever. Don't build a website. That's fine. We would do a website for you that would either be more centrally located to your, as far as the domain. We could just use your business name and .com if that's something that you wanted, or list you more centrally located to where you want to be found. Now, the website would be included in that flat rate. We would build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost. And of course, our service is a month-to-month service, no long-term contract as well. Now, I did see it as R&J services. The and in this case, in the business name is the ampersand, not the word itself spelled out, right? The A and D, A and D. I'm sorry, A and J. A and D is the word. R&J services, not A and D spelled out. And then is the phone number that we're speaking on, Rich, is that the number that you want your customers to call and also a good number for us to reach you?
Yeah, that's going to be the main line.
Okay.
I mean, I can give you a cell line, which would be the easiest thing to get me on.
For you. But to promote for the business, it would be 610-333-7278 to promote for the company itself. And then, Rich, what is a good cell number for you?
That would be 610-333-3956. Mm-hmm.
3956. I've got 660-333-3956 just as a cell phone number just for us to use internally to contact you regarding your account, but not to promote for your business. The other thing I wanted to ask you, though, because I saw it on the Angie's List profile that Doug attached here, there's a physical address, 1740 Wilmington Pike, but now correct me if I'm wrong, you're service-based, right? And you always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you first. That's probably then necessarily. So that's not an address that you would want promoted for your business online, right? No one ever comes to you. You always go out to the customer. Gotcha. And that's actually why I'm asking, because, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. Even if it were a shop or a small office, point is if you don't see customers coming to you, Google doesn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you do, so they won't list any physical street address, okay? And then, Rich, on the website that we'll build for you, I mean, most people will call you directly, especially the residential clients that you're looking for. They have the click-to-call feature. There will be a contact form on the website, though, so they can tell you where they live and what they want you to have done, when they want you to come out. Rich, when they fill out that form, you'll get a text message. You'll also get an email. So you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you, and whether they call you directly, as they most often will, or reach out to you through your website. It's still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads. Anything they type into that form also repopulates on your tracking and reporting. So not only do you know how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, you even do know who to follow up with. Okay. Now, what is a good email address either for you or for your company?
It's RJ Services 320@gmail.com.
I think I missed a little something between the RJ Services 32 and the @gmail.com.
It's RJ Services 3200@gmail.com.
Gotcha. At a 00, just a little static on the line there. So rjservices3200@gmail.com, and definitely along the lines of the business name, so we can list it physically on the website as well. It will be attached to the contact form, and then we will use it when necessary to contact you regarding your account. We use phone, text, email, and it's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you, certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. We will email it to you, but most of the time we'll be calling or texting you. Do you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any or all?
All work.
All of them work. And then, Rich, what is your last name?
Davis.
Davis, D-A-V-I-S. And then Mr. Davis, I mean, there's going to be some redundancy built into that. If we call you, for example, we don't reach you, we'll leave a message and probably send a text message for you. No physical address to promote for your company online. And then what I'll do here, just as a professional courtesy, There's usually a setup fee of $299 in addition to the first month to help us offset the cost of the programming. But just as a professional courtesy, because you have spent money with that other company, although we have nothing at all to do with them, can't wear a black eye for the for what they're doing here. But I want to do right by your company. I want to make this affordable for you as well, and to kind of offset a little bit of what you spend, I'm going to take $200 off of that one-time setup fee. So, Mr. Davis, it would just be a one-time setup fee of $99. It attaches to just that first month, and every month moving forward after that, it would not be $599. It would just be the $299 as a flat rate, okay? And that's with the website. Now, I've actually got the information that I need to schedule a follow-up call from one of our technicians. This is where we kind of dot the I's and cross the T's, make sure that we've got the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, motto, tagline, slogan, etc., what's unique about your business, if you want us, for example, to brand you as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions. And, of course, we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. What I'll do now, though, to secure the listing for your company, Rich, would be to read what's called a voice verification. It's required of us as Google Premier Partners. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing both the subscription cost and the setup fee, that we will include a website for you at no additional cost, et cetera. Now, the voice verification is recorded, Rich, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Give me a quick second, Mr. Davis, to get that set up. Okay, so the voice verification reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Rich. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your company as you want that to appear online?
R&J Services.
And that's exactly how I have that, with the ampersand, not the word and spelled out between the R and the J. And then, Mr. Davis, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Richard M. Davis, owner-operator of R&J Services.
Okay. And then, Mr. Davis, as the owner and operator of R&J Services, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
That is correct.
Of course. And then, Mr. Davis, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Rich, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
I am.
Okay. Now, as you might imagine, Rich, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, we specifically do request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to both phone calls and emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Davis, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Most definitely.
Of course. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do very well with this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We're already aware of the Angie's List and the Town Square that you're most likely going to cancel. The reason we ask is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for you. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we're already providing. Equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. That's fair enough, right?
Definitely. And we will be canceling with the Town Square.
The Town Square,
And we actually... Yeah, and we actually were already canceling Angie's List.
Oh, you were already. Okay. Yeah, we do what's called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. Make sure that it's R and J with the ampersand, not the A and D spelled out. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Okay. Now, with all of the discounts that I'm applying here, reducing the subscription cost, reducing the one-time setup fee, and of course with including the website, and with this being a month-to-month service, Rich, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 4th of October, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $398. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 4th of the month and the further discounted rate of $299. Now, that $299, Mr. Davis, is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, so it will never go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, and it is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead generation fees whatsoever. My company will incur the hard costs of running the paid Google ads on behalf of your business. This does also include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page, Mr. Davis, is also included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included in that monthly cost. Now, as it is a month-to-month service and completely at will, that does, of course, mean that you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason or pause it too. No questions asked, no fees involved, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. Rich, all we ask to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Davis, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do. I understand and agree.
Okay. And then, Rich, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
It'll be a Visa. It'll be a Visa.
And is it Richard M. or Rich on the business, on that card, or is it the business name?
It's actually R&J Services. Yeah, business name.
It is the business name. Okay, so it's going to be R&J Services on that particular card. And then you said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4652-9200-0028.
Okay.
1420.
All right. And then the expiration month and year?
0825.
08 of 25. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
234.
234. So I've got 234, 234 on the back of the card, August or 08 of 2025, the expiration date. And then, Rich, was that card 4652-9200-0028-1420?
You got it.
And was that billing to the 1740 Wilmington Pike, 19342?
No, it would actually be 22. I got another address when you're ready.
Uh-huh. Sure. I'm ready.
It is 2225 Neiman's, and that is spelled N-A-A, two A's, M-A-S Road.
Okay. That's still
in Wilmington, Delaware?
In Wilmington. Okay.
Yeah. It's actually our home address.
Oh, I gotcha. And then what is that zip code?
19810.
19810. Okay. And you said that was 2225, the street address.
You
right?
Got it.
Okay, gotcha. Now, in just about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
All right. Yeah, 1 second.
Just let me know when you're ready.
I am ready.
Okay. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply going to be option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can, of course, email 24/7. The email address is support@localsplash.com. And then if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that next business day. Now, you will receive all of that by way of email through our automated system in just about a minute here. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice is going to be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification. It is provided for you in writing. In fact, you'll also receive the direct link by text message, and depending on who your phone carrier is, you might get the text message even before the email. But when you get one or the other, just let me know. I do want to walk you through a couple of things, and then I also, of course, want to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer for this particular phone call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. We do try to get our client interviews done as quickly as possible, and in fact, we are booked out for the rest of the day. We're booked out for the morning tomorrow, but the first available, let's see, would be noon Eastern tomorrow. The last available would be 6 p.m., and there's just about one available every hour in between that. Did you want something earlier, like that noon, or something a little bit later, as late as 6 o'clock?
Probably a little bit later.
A little later. So there's a 4, 5, and a 6 o'clock. There's also a 2 o'clock if you want something kind of right in the middle of the day there.
4 would be good.
The 4?
Okay. Would be good.
So we'll put it down for 4. It would be scheduled from 4 until 5. The call would get to you a few minutes after 4, get you off the phone around 4:30 or something like that. You'll receive a reminder email at 3, an hour prior to that scheduled phone call. And in just about a minute or so here, I'll also send you a calendar invite to your email, really more just for your record. You don't have to respond to it. Now, Mr. Davis, were you able to receive either the email or the link or the text message?
It's the local Slack support, you said.
You should get a couple of different emails. One is a welcome email, and then one says local splash initial invoice. And you should also have gotten that link. It's to the written terms and conditions. You should get that link directly by text message.
Okay, let me take a look here. Which is the one about the bank account. Then there's a link that's a statement, my mail, manage account link, it looks like.
Are you looking at your email or looking at a text message?
Yeah, email. I was looking at the email.
Oh, the email. There should be one that says local splash initial invoice.
Okay, it might be the first one.
And it's going out to rjservices3200@gmail.com.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I got like 4 emails, 5 emails from you.
Oh, yeah. The automated system generates out a bunch of them. But the one that says... It should say initial invoice on it, and then when you open it up, it says, Dear Rich Davis, thank you for choosing Local Splash, and then it says the invoice is located below.
Located below, yep. Please click here to accept this.
Yeah, the hyperlink, the blue click here, go ahead and click right on that. It's going to take you to my.localsplash.com, which is actually your client dashboard portal that you will be using in the very near future as well for the tracking and the reporting. At this point, though, we just want you to acknowledge that you've received everything. Of course, Google My Business, the directories, the landing pages, your website. We are doing Google Ads, et cetera. About two-thirds or three-quarters of the way down, it's got the mobile phone, the 333-3956. That's the one that we'll be using to send text messages to. We don't want you to click on the opt-out of SMS or text messages. Okay. Leave that blank because we do want to be able to send you text messages. Towards the bottom, it's going to ask you to certify that you are the authorized holder and signer of the card on file. You can either just copy and paste where it says Rich Davis or type it in. If you copy and paste it, just be careful not to copy a space either before or after. And then it's going to want you to click on the confirm signature box. You'll know that you're successful when it asks you for a username and password.
Okay. All right, username and password.
Okay. So the reason it's asking you for your username and your password, like I said, is you will very soon be using this to track your success. We call it your client dashboard, 24/7 access. The information updates in near real time, and the system thinks you're actually trying to access your tracking system right now, which is why it's asking you for the username and password. Don't worry about that. In fact, the password has not yet been created yet, and, of course, your client dashboard has not been created yet. In fact, if you were able to put in a password, it would probably take you to some sort of oops error message that the page has not yet been created. We'll create that starting tomorrow with that client interview. The username has been created, though, and it's the phone number that we're speaking on, the 7278 number. Just no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just the number, the numbers. And if you're going to email the support@localsplash.com email, that's the catch-all for everything related to your account. Just make sure that you include your username, which, again, is the phone number we're speaking on, and everything will get forwarded to the right department in your client interview tomorrow. At 4, and that client interview tomorrow, they'll give you the photos@localsplash.com email address so you can email us photos. That phone call, like I said, will get to you just a few minutes after 4 o'clock. Let me, though, be the very first to say welcome aboard, Mr. Davis. We're really excited to get this going for you, get your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Sounds good. I appreciate it. The only other thing that I wanted to ask, and if there's a possibility of some kind, would be some kind of a something where we could try to get reviews.
Oh, yes.
Like positive reviews.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I'm going to put a note in here myself. Once you are PIN verified, meaning once that Google and Bing recognize that you're an active business in the local area, I'll be sending you a link to the it's a link to your Google calls it the knowledge panel, but it's going to be a link to the review tab of your knowledge panel on there. It's kind of a brochure for your business. So you can copy and paste that link. It's going to have a sample thank you letter on there as well. You can use it as is or just use it for inspiration, but as long as you have the link to the review tab of your Google listing, you send that out as an email to your satisfied client. They open it up. It's as easy as it is to respond to an email. It would take about 5 seconds or less for them to give you a star rating and hit submit. 5 minutes or so if they want to say some kind words about you. But that will make it as easy as possible for someone to, for you to request reviews, and certainly as easy as possible for them to respond to it and for that review to populate where it's going to benefit you the most, which is right on your Google listing right there.
Yeah, that would definitely be helpful. My brother, he runs like some really big companies, and he was telling me something about, there was some kind of a service, which he was supposed to get back to me, but he hasn't yet, that, actually, I guess, solicits reviews on their, I guess, on its own. So that way, because right now we do a lot of home warranty work, which sometimes customers get very unhappy about things that we have no control over.
Yeah, I hear you.
And so we're only like a 2.5 right now.
Okay.
Over like the last couple of weeks. And then I think we got mistaken for another company on one reviews.
Uh-huh.
Which we tried to, because we got like a really, really bad one from somebody that, you know, it's probably like 150 miles out of our service area.
Oh, wow. No kidding.
So I don't even know. Yeah, which kind of stinks. But I was definitely looking to try to get that number up.
Okay.
You know, if I come up on the first page, but if I look terrible.
Sure.
I just didn't know if there was something out there that did solicit, like, reviews on its own kind of a thing that you guys were aware of, even if it cost us more money.
Yeah, you know, on our end, I do know that there are services out there, but we don't use them, or you know, I would not be authorized, even if I did have a number to give you or a service to call, and I don't. But if I did know something personally, I probably shouldn't say it to you. But you can do it. I know that there are services out there that will actually help you to get positive reviews and things like that. But what I would tell you on our end is that we will work with Google's back-end team to flag fraudulent reviews, to have them removed where possible, or to respond even, you know, on your behalf as the owner to some of those reviews. Of course, if it's someone who did not ever use your service, or like you said, for the warranty work and things like that, where it wasn't even under your control to affect anything positive for that person, you know, obviously that should not affect your ratings at all. But like I said, we will also help you to get those positive reviews that will kind of balance things out. But, you know, once you're on that first page and you get those phone calls and you continue to provide that quality service, I think this is really going to help you to grow your company. But other than that, I did just send the calendar invite to you. You don't have to respond to it, although it does request that you respond. And it's just got local/CIENG, which stands for client interview. And, of course, the call is conducted in English. It's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. You don't have to actually click on the yes that you're going to respond to it. But it is there for your records. Like I said, that call is scheduled for tomorrow at 4. You'll get a reminder email at 3, and the call itself would get you probably just a few minutes after the top of the hour.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Real pleasure speaking with you, Rich. It'll be someone else calling you from our client interview team tomorrow afternoon.
Cool. Thanks, Paul. I appreciate your help.
No problem, Rich. I appreciate your time. You have a wonderful rest of the day. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jim. Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.